Good morning. Good morning to the Two Dumb Ginters Collective. We're back today to talk to you a little bit about sports and other things in Derpy. I gotta say, guys, I don't know if it's just me, but I'm having like the biggest trouble with everything, like technology stuff. I was having trouble getting on, and then I just glanced past like the Google page, and it said like there's like this huge outage, and like people were having a hard time getting on Facebook and having a hard time getting on Messenger, which is exactly what I had going on. But I just shut my stuff off and kicked it back on, and everything works fine. So I don't know what the deal was, but I was just everything that I touched for the first 3 hours of this day, it just seems like it was fucked up and it wasn't working. And so I was kind of glad that I saw that that's kind of a thing and it's going around and people are having trouble. I'm glad to see people are having trouble. Mike, you are muted, man. Yet he still keeps talking. See, Mike's having trouble. I think you having
You are
trouble?
muted.
See, I still don't
Uh-oh.
hear you. Good morning, everybody. This is the Two Dumb Yinters. This is episode 511. Well, Mike tries to get himself together. As I was saying, there's a bunch of technical difficulties, and I don't know if I don't think any of it is by way of us. If there is, I do apologize. But as I mentioned, I was having trouble with just about everything that I touched this morning. And as a matter of fact, Derpy, I was having a hard time getting through to you. It took me till very last minute. I tried to get a hold of you earlier to let you know that we were going to be running late because of these issues. And it wasn't until after I shut down everything and I kicked it all back on that I was able to send you something that it got through. You still there, Derpy?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Mike, we could see you, which I think is just as funny as anything that we do if we just look at you.
Just seeing his bald head. Speaking into the abyss.
But yes, this is everybody. This is episode 511. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We kind of caught I don't know. I don't know what Mike has going on. I don't know what the issue is. And
Anyone?
oh,
Anyone?
there you go.
Huh?
There
Oh,
you
there we
go.
go.
Say
All right, we
something.
got something here. One
There you
microphone
go.
down, one working. Okay.
So Mike, I thought it was me. Everything that I touched over the past, and I can't be honest. It's been past 24 hours. It's just not been the first 2 hours of the day. Seems like everything I've touched over the past 24 hours got fucked up or messed up or broken. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Hey, you know what? As long as it's not just you, it's okay. Because when it's just you hook
Right.
everyone else as being inconvenienced.
Well, that's
So
what I'm
everyone
saying.
is right now. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm glad everyone else is inconvenienced. That's
I am.
certainly making me feel a little better about myself. Derpy looking good. I see Derpy's picture. I don't know if it's on. Maybe Mike, if you could put Derpy's picture up. I want to talk about this for a minute.
Okay, give me a few minutes here.
All right.
I gotta do a lot of things to get that picture up here because I
All
don't have it
right.
on my computer.
Take your time. Do your thing.
Yeah.
So they so this weekend, guys, we spring forward. We're going to be in full swing, and then it won't be long now before you notice it's going to be getting lighter later, staying lighter later, which I just love. I don't like it. I don't like the shit where it starts getting dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm happy to see that go, guys. We will be springing forward. So don't forget this weekend, guys. Spring your clock forward an hour on Saturday night, which you don't really have to do anymore. We used to have to make sure we made it around the house and made our rounds and had all the clocks adjusted, but now they basically all do it for you. So,
That's the best.
I like that because it doesn't have such a mental effect on you. I used to sit there and go, oh, this whole, I got a whole other day. It's gonna be a whole other hour. We lose an hour of sleep. But now when it does it automatically, I tend not to even think about it. I know the last few times that we switched the clocks, I was able to go through it unscathed and I like this. So,
Is this what we are talking about?
what's up?
Derpy's picture. Yes.
So you can see Derby's picture.
This is what Derpy looks like, everyone.
This is
This is why.
this is why we keep him blacked out. If anybody's
Yeah,
wondering
you
what
can't,
Derpy
you don't,
looks
no one
like,
wants to see this.
This is we finally were able to snap a picture of Derpy. He was eating a cheeseburger. I was hiding in the bushes. I popped up, I took a picture, and there he is. So anybody that wonders what Derpy looks like,
This is what the derpster looks like.
that's what the derpster look like. That's what you're missing. So just
That cheeseburger was good.
looks delicious. And it's been everything. Everything I've touched over the past day. And that's what's making me wonder now. This is something that I know is why, you know, it's a wide issue, and people are having trouble getting onto their Facebooks and their messengers and Instagram. But how is everything else I'm touching getting screwed up too?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things that affect it. YouTube, Google, you know, just a bunch of stuff.
Maybe it's a cyber attack or something.
It is a cyber attack. But So anyway, guys, the Pittsburgh Pirates. I want to talk some Pirates first today. I got a lot to say about this team. Guys, don't know if you're aware of this, but in spring training, the Pirates have the most home runs out of any team in the league.
Wow.
They lead with 18 home runs so far in spring training. Now let's compare that to the other teams in the division. The next best team from our division is the Cubs. They're the 11th best team. They have 12 home runs. The Reds are the 22nd best team with 8 home runs. The Brewers are the 25th best team with 7 home runs. And finally, the
Jeez.
Cardinals, guys, check this out. You're going to want to sit down for this, Mike. Sit down.
Okay.
Number 30, the
Wow.
Cardinals have 0 home runs.
That's insane.
The Cardinals, 0 home runs. The Pirates lead the way with 18. Henry Davis, Hammerin' Henry, Hammerin' Hank Davis, guys. 3 home runs so far. He hit another one last night. That's his third straight game with the home run. And you're going to try to tell me this guy belongs in the minors to start the season? 3 home runs in 3 games for Davis. Triolo and Aleke Williams both got 2 hits yesterday and a win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Pirates beat the Rays 7-3, or should I say the Steelers beat the Buccaneers 7-3.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. I don't, that might be the most amount of points we score all year for the Steelers.
Yeah. If the Steelers could implement Henry Davis, we might be okay and score some points. But here he is,
Henry,
guys.
yeah. Henry Davis is doing everything he can to not be sent down to Indy.
You know, and that's going to be the thing.
Right.
He is he's hitting the guys. He has three straight home runs. I mean, home runs in 3 straight games. We have 18 total. He has 13 of the 18. That's 1/6 of the home runs Henry Davis has so far this preseason, spring training. I'm sorry. And if he gets sent down and doesn't start the season in the majors, this is guys why that you have to we have
Yep.
to be we have to be proactive as fans and take a stand to this ownership because it would be a crime if this guy would start out in the
Oh,
minors.
yeah.
Again, Henry Davis, another home run. That's his third in spring training, 3 straight games. Jack Sawinski hit a jack. Najigba hit a jack. Sawinski had a home run yesterday. So the Pirates are there. They're hitting on all cylinders. I mean, if there's any indication that this team is going to be able to play, have a good offensive season, it's a lot of things that we are seeing. And as I said,
Yeah.
they lead the majors with 18 home runs in spring training, and the Cardinals are in the very last place with 0.
That'd be nice. Let's carry this over into regular season. And like a lot of people have been saying, and we've been saying too, like they're not too much worried about the offense on this team.
Right.
I wouldn't
They
be.
should be able to find ways to produce runs. It's going to be that pitching staff. And that's where
Right.
they need a lot of work, is that starting pitching staff. Because right now you got Keller. And you got Skeens down in the minors.
Well, Ortiz, who started
Ortiz,
yesterday,
yeah, he's getting up there.
he hasn't allowed a run in
That's
5 innings
true.
pitched this
That's
spring
true.
training. He pitched yesterday. He was lights out. Skeens also pitched yesterday in the game. He pitched 2 innings, had 3 strikeouts. The two best playing Pirates, the two best performing
Yeah.
Pirates right now are hammering Henry Davis and Paul Skeens. So, it would be a
But
crime
just
if these
start them
guys
in the
started out in the
majors.
minors.
Start him in the majors. Like I hate when people say, well, yeah, but if they struggle, it's going to do something to their confidence. You should have the confidence that you're going to succeed. And you should have the confidence that, hey, if I struggle, I'm going to find a way to get out of it. So I
And one
hate
thing
that
about Henry
argument. Let
Davis,
him play.
You could tell the guy has a mindset. He has a head on his shoulders. He's a ball player. He's an athlete. He's a pro. You could tell that by the guy just by listening to him talk, watching his actions, and watching him play on the field. You know, he's a contact hitter. He always puts wood on the ball.
Excuse me.
And as I said, three home runs so far, three straight games here. There's no indication that he should be in the minors. He's hitting better than everybody else on the team. So if he belongs in the minors, you better send
Everyone else
everybody
should be,
else down too.
exactly. And you know what? Let him catch more too. Let him catch. There's no reason for that. What 90-year-old catcher we brought in to be starting? They're talking about him starting like 90 some games this year. No. He should be starting 50. Hammer and Hank should be starting 90 at least.
You might as well bring back Austin Hedges.
Right?
You
A World Series winner, baby.
know, so we, the, Mike, you hit it right on the head. These guys, I mean, this team, they do have nice offense. I mean, as I said from last season, even if the offense carried over into this season, I'll be semi-confident. And you know what happened down the road is something that happens to 90% of the baseball teams. It's a hot, long summer. It's 6 months, day in, day out, 90 degrees, city to city, constantly traveling. It never really stops. And I'm not saying that's an excuse to underperform, but I'm saying that it's the nature of the business. It's the nature of the game. Some teams figure it out, and those teams are the ones that are usually in it for the longest term. Or, you know, the long run, but you know, this Pirates team, guys, I don't think they're that far off. I think they're just as good as a lot of other teams in this league. You know what I mean? I mean, there's always going to be your top teams in the league, which are going to be your Dodgers and teams like this. But I think they're just as good as anybody else. It doesn't feel like this is a cellar dweller team.
Like their offense last year, offensive output runs per game, it was 4.27. That's 22nd in the majors, but if they improve by half a run a game scored, that puts them in the top 10. They have that potential in the offense.
I
You know, you figure
agree.
you did not have O'Neill Cruz at all last year. You know, Brian Hayes struggled for a little bit. Big Stacks Brian Reynolds struggled for a little bit. So if those guys, you know, if Brian Hayes can be solid throughout the year, Big Stacks come up to the level where he normally is at, O'Neill Cruz can play at the level we hope he's at, that's easily a half run, and that puts you in the top 10, top 15.
You know, and as you said, Mike, those are things that are certainly doable. It isn't like we're sitting
Yeah,
around
we're
saying,
not
well,
saying, you know, they got to score 3 to 4 more runs a game, but
right.
half a run a game. The
I
offense
think
will be in line where it needs to be.
it really, you know, kind of screws up things because, as I said, Eddie Rodriguez was a big part of this moving forward. And now we're kind of falling into that situation like we did with O'Neill Cruz. Now we have to, you know, with first it was Calvin Austin the third, then it was O'Neill Cruz, and then it was Corey Trice. Now it's Eddie. Can we get one season where there's one of these young kids that we could
Yeah, that we
enjoy?
need. Yeah.
My God. But
And like,
I agree, Mike. I think that
yeah.
this road, you know, we always talk about the back end of the bullpen. I think we're going to be in good shape there. The rotation, you know, you're going to have Mitch. That's your ace. You know, I mean, if Ortiz continues to pitch well, which he pitched well last year. The thing was about Ortiz, he got his innings last year.
If he can be an innings eater, that's great. You know, keep the runs down, be an innings eater.
I thought that Ronzi Contreras, he had a pretty decent season to a certain point. You know, and as I said, Paul Skeens, I mean, you know, I'm not ruling him out for the season. I would think wouldn't be at least till the halfway point, maybe beyond that, August, September. But I think that even if you get him in the rotation at some point, that's going to be a big boost for this team. So, you know, and Mike, also the lineup, as you said, Ke'Bryan Hayes, there's one guy. You know, in the outfield, you got your big money maker. You got Brian Reynolds, center field, Jack Suwinski, who could luck, you know, hopefully hit his 26 to 31 home runs. O'Neill Cruz back in the lineup. I think Triolo is going to get a lot of playing time. We're going to have him in on the defense. So, I mean, there are a few positions like the catcher and first base. The catcher and first base are the two that I'm concerned about. But you know what? Those are two positions that I think, you know, any given day, Hammer and Henry Davis
He
could
can
fill
play
in and
them.
play those positions.
And real quick, like back to the pitching staff. Now they were 22nd in runs given up, like 4.8. It again, you shave off, you know, half a run a game, and you're back into the mix. You're in the middle of the field. So that I'm not saying this team's going to make a deep playoff run. I'm just saying, like, contend for a, for the pennant or your division title, whatever the hell it's called.
I really wish they would have went out and shopped around for an arm for the
Yeah.
rotation.
And
You know,
there's
that
still
would make
guys out there that,
that would make me feel so
but do
much
they
more
want to come
confident.
here? Yeah.
That would make me feel so much more confident. Well, here's the thing. If you know, one of these pitchers that are kind of like right on the border, who would be a big upgrade for us, could come in and be that additional
Yeah.
arm in the on the rotation. I mean, we're, you know,
Yeah.
I don't think we're that far off, guys.
No.
Again, I mean, are we a top five? No, but we're not a bottom five either.
They can like finish in the middle of the pack, which be a huge improvement for the team from last year to this year. I'm realistic when it comes to the Buccos. They're not gonna, yeah, Bucco fans, Bucco accounts saying they're, they're gonna make it deep playoff runs. They're gonna make a playoff. No, I think they can finish. If everything goes right, they should be contending for the NL Central.
And that's what I'm just looking at. I mean, the teams.
And
This is
that's where
really,
they should be at.
this is all you should be thinking about is competing in the division. So
Yeah.
you got to play better than the Cubs, the Reds, the Brewers, and the Cardinals. Don't worry about the Dodgers. Don't worry about the Orioles.
Yeah.
Worry about,
Right.
you know, playing your division. And you know what? If you focus on that and that alone, and you're able to outplay all those teams, you're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they're the Cubs, the Reds, the Brewers, and the Cardinals. Again, this isn't a Dodgers team. This isn't the Orioles. This isn't the Angels. This, you know, I think especially with the Cardinals not being what what they've been the past couple of years.
This is an opportunity.
And you
Yeah,
have
like
those three teams in the middle that you're competing with.
yeah, like the Brewers, that they won it what last year, but we just leapfrog the Reds and the Cubs. I think that's doable. That's 7 wins would have put us at 83, and that would have put us in line with the Cubs.
That's what I'm saying.
And those, half run more scored, half run, less given up, that can be the difference.
And I don't feel that that Brewers team, that Brewers team that won it, I just, Mike, I don't feel that that team is head and shoulders better than the Pirates. I think it's just those little things. The thing here, the things there, the things
I think
here
there's
that's
some
going to
little
get you
things.
a win here, a win there. And as you
Oh,
said, 7 wins added on to
yeah.
what we had, it's a different
Yeah.
story.
Yeah. And I think like part of the Bucco's problem too is the mental lapses in the field and at the plate that cause, those hit and runs scored and hit and runs not scored. That's been a problem for this team for the past decade. It feels like the simple base running, simple, infield plays of who to throw out. Now, if they can clean that up, which it's
Like
you hope it can happen.
normal grown men who play in the
Yes,
majors professionally should be able to
like it
do.
seems like we have more of these mental errors than just about any team in the league. You clean those up, there's your half run a game, and then boom, that's putting your offense and your pitching staff in the middle of the pack, and then offense putting you in the top 10, top 15.
I like the way you think. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, this is best case scenario.
Yeah. I am I thinking they're going to be able to do all that? No, but maybe a 500 record might be what this team can pull out this year.
I wonder, what were the Steelers 10-7?
10 and 7.
What percentage is that?
You're asking the wrong guy, but give me 1 second
I wonder if the Pirates could beat their percentage this year.
here.
You know, I mean, of course,
I
that's a
don't think
big
you
if.
588.
Can the Pirates play better than 588 this year? Is my question. That's going to be something that we'll keep an eye on
Yeah.
because, you know what? It would be funny.
But they
Yeah,
have to make a play. They have to make the playoffs because 'cause the Steelers
580.
made the playoffs.
That's fair. What if they make the playoffs and they win around?
This town might combust. Because you got the Penguins collapsing, you got the Steelers just treading water for the past 8 years.
It's really
And
setting it up for the Pirates. You know, the
well,
Pirates.
they should have, much as they sucked and all the top picks that they
And that's
have,
what I'm
they
saying.
should
With
be
everybody
good.
else not being that good, there's a need in the city, and
Yeah.
people need a winner right now.
Yeah.
And if this is an opportunity for the Pirates to get everybody to follow them,
Yeah.
you know,
Yeah.
I think this is the opportunity right here.
Yeah.
So let's see what they can do, guys. They're back on the field today at 105, just over an hour. They do play the Toronto Blue Jays.
Ooh, that should be interesting.
But I do want to say this one more time, just because I love hearing this. In spring training, in the majors this year, so far, the Pirates have the most home runs out of every single team with 18.
That's insane.
The
Keep it
Cubs.
up, boys. Keep it up. Don't be like the Steelers offense and collapse immediately.
The Cubs at number 11 with 12 home runs. The Reds at number 22 with 8 home runs. The Brewers 25th with 7 home runs. And one more time, just because it makes me feel good inside, the Cardinals at number 30 with 0 home runs, guys.
It's always great
How's
when
that
the
even
Cardinals
possible?
suck. I love it. You figure like one of your rookies would be having like a freak run, or one of your veterans would be eating up on some rookie pitcher. No,
Right.
but it's good to see like Henry Davis is, you know, getting power at the plate. That's something you want to see.
Dude,
Have a
Henry
good.
Davis is playing better than everybody on the
I know,
team.
and get ready for him to start an Indy, baby.
Dude, I don't know what I'll do.
He should be on the roster before the season
Should.
starts.
In a real organization derby, he would have been
In
an
a World
everyday
War Series
starter
like
last
this,
year.
but you're talking about the Pirates.
Right.
Penguins back in action tonight, Mike. They do. They host the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Blue Jackets coming to town with a 21-30-10 record, while the Penguins,
What
they
you gonna
do
say
have a
about that?
27-24-8 record. This hockey game is going to be tonight at home. One interesting side note that I did find here, Mike, this Alex Nylander.
Oh,
So we make this trade last week. We bring this guy over from Columbus. We give them Alex Nylander. Alex Nylander gets a hat trick over the weekend.
he has like 5 goals in 5 games.
So there you have
Well,
it.
what
Look,
the?
I don't know what's in
Usually,
it.
it for the longest time, it's been, oh, we're going to get this guy off the scrap heap. He comes here, lights the lamp. Now it's the other way around.
I can't believe it.
I'm annoyed. I had to make sure it was the right Alex Nylander.
Yeah.
I was like, is this the right guy?
And I asked you, I was like, what are these guys, anything
And
special? Like,
I was like,
oh,
yeah, they're comparable. Everything I've read about
yeah,
them,
they're
everyone
comparable
was
to
like,
one another.
it was all,
Who
you know, we're
cares?
swapping a guy, blah, blah, blah. Our guy scored in one goal in his first game, and then
He did.
Nylander is going on a tear.
5 goals. He had a hat trick just the other night. Last night,
Yeah.
I can't think of what day it was, but so there you have it,
Why
guys.
wasn't he playing in Pittsburgh?
Well, I think it's something in the water because apparently nobody's playing in Pittsburgh in any sport. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on, but
If your last name isn't Crosby, you're not doing anything for them. You can't do anything for the Penguins right now.
but they're back in action. They host Alex Nylander and the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight, Mike, 7 o'clock. Penguins on a three game losing streak. They gotta kind of start winning some of these games, man. It's getting it's getting down
It's
the.
getting rough.
Yeah, they're not going to make the playoffs. It's over and done.
Let's see, what do we
Now it's going
got?
to be who's going to be on the roster after the trade deadline. That's where we're at right now.
So
I
we're
would agree.
59 games. I mean, there's still a bunch of games, 23 games left.
Not enough for them to leapfrog people.
No.
Not enough. It's time. It's time to just tear the fucking thing down.
I keep reading everywhere that everyone's just getting tired of hearing the main core three, the main three, the big three.
And the only one doing anything is Crosby.
Right.
He's an ain't he's still close to gonna have like 90 some points. You know what?
Something's got to translate over
They
to
should
wins,
ask
though. I
him
mean,
if, hey, dude, where do you want to go finish your career? Because it's not gonna be here because we can't build around you right now.
you want to see these things translate over to wins. Yeah, Crosby's having an amazing year, but I somehow got to
You know,
translate this over to victory somehow.
like he, like you can tell, like he's frustrated too. But he was actually being short on a couple of the interviews I watched with him, and he's never snippy, given like short answers. He's always very thoughtful. You can see it's like wearing on him. Like he is like pissed that he's the one dragging this team to the finish line once again, doing just about everything by himself. He's not gonna voice his frustration, but you can see it on his face.
Maybe he should. Maybe that
You know
would
what?
wake
He
up.
should.
Maybe that
He
would
just
wake up the
he.
locker room.
Yeah, but he's like
He
Lemieux.
deserves home a cup.
They're not that type of guy. That's not their leadership style. Their leadership is, I'm going to go work. You see how I work, you fucking follow through.
Oh,
And
and that
it's
doesn't
worked
work.
well
You
up
gotta.
until now.
thing is, it isn't working now. When it stops working, you got to be able to talk to it. You got to communicate, you know? So tonight, guys, that is the Columbus Blue Jackets at the Penguins. Again, that game is 7 o'clock. Check that out. And also, we have another game. A lot of sports here in town tonight, at least. The Florida State Seminoles are visiting the Peterson Event Center to take on the Pittsburgh Panthers, the college basketball team. Pitt's scratching and clawing and trying to get their way into the big tournament this year. They come into the game tonight with a 19-10. Florida State comes in with a 15-14 record. That game is at 9 p.m. Two games left. Florida State tonight, and then they have North Carolina State coming to town on Saturday to finish up. And Mike, Sunday night is Selection Sunday already. Didn't we just do this?
It feels like it. This sports year has flown by, and I'm like kind of geeked up for the tournament this year. Past couple of years I haven't been, but I'm ready this year. I'm thinking about
I'm ready
throwing
for the
down some
dance.
money on some of these games, baby.
I tell you what, if you're looking for
Really?
a team to play with, Purdue. Purdue is the team that I think is going to go all the way. They have that dude
Didn't they get upset in the first round last year? Was that them?
I don't
Yes, they
know, but
did.
the guy that they have is a monster. That big guy they have. And I remember watching him play a couple seasons ago, and I thought, this guy's going to be tough. And then when I seen they was at number one at some point in the season, I thought, you know what? Purdue's going to be my team. Watch Purdue. So that
Dude.
Selection Sunday, guys. Selection Sunday. I always like Selection Sunday. Also in high school basketball, guys. High school basketball, the state playoffs start this weekend. Of course, from the county here, Beaver County, we do have two teams. We have Aliquippa, we have Lincoln Park. They're going to be playing this
Let's
weekend,
go.
Friday, in the quad A
Let's
game.
go.
Lincoln Park with a 23-3 overall record. They will be taking on Montour. Montour is 21-5. That game will be 7 p.m. at Lincoln Park in Midland on Friday. If you want to get down there and check them out. The only losses that Lincoln Park has are those national games, like when they traveled over to the West Coast. And I mean, they're playing like super teams. And the thing is about Lincoln Park, they have two guys that are going to be D1. Of course, Cummings, Nelly's little brother is going to be at Pitt next year. And Malik Thomas, he's the one that I was saying that has Duke looking at him and all these schools like this.
Damn.
So between, those two guys, if they had more of an more rounded team, I think they would have, an easier time, better time trying to beat those teams nationally. But it's those two. I think that's going to be enough in the Pennsylvania state playoffs to do it. But I think they'll probably get it done. They have Montour Friday, 7 o'clock down in Midland. You want to go check that out. Also, in Double A, Aliquippa with a 21-5 record, they take on Otto Eldred, who's 25-2. This game is going to be at Aliquippa High School on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. You want to get down there and check them out before they start playing neutral site games. The first round, these high seeds, they do get their home games. Aliquippa Saturday at home, 2 o'clock. Lincoln Park Friday, 7 p.m. at home.
What's the name one more time of who Aliquippa's playing?
Otto
Otto.
Eldred.
Does
Otto.
it that sounds like a pitcher from the 1918, like pitching in 1918. Up next, Otto Elridge to face Whitey Ford.
Yeah. I don't know where this place is at. And
I
here's
never heard of it. I love it.
Lincoln Park's playing Montour, who's obviously close. Where the hell is this Otto Eldred from?
Yeah, I have no idea.
And to have a good sports team, you'd think that you would have heard
You
of
think
them
you would know
before.
who the hell they are? Yeah.
Oh, no, Otto Eldred. So those high school games this weekend, hopefully the guys here from around the valley can get started, keep the run going. There are other teams that are in there, but these are going to be the ones that we primarily pay attention to, of course, right here in Beaver County. So let's go Lincoln Park. Let's go Aliquippa. We will follow the other teams as well as the state tournament continues on. It's official. The Broncos are releasing Russell Wilson. Mike, where's he going to end up at? You kind of talked me into him last week a little bit.
I'm hoping he comes to Pittsburgh
I
because
was ready to leave him out with yesterday's trash, but you pulled me back in with this Russell
I
Wilson.
am all in on Russell Wilson.
And he has really been bad the past 4 or 5 seasons. But there's something about him,
Stat
Mike, that you
wise, man,
feel
he's
that,
looking. He's like,
well, the
if
only
he,
stat that's going to matter is wins. Is he going to be able to come here and get wins,
I think
Mike?
he could come here and get wins with his, a damn good completion percentage. Good touchdown to interception ratio. He still has the wheels. not like, you once did, but he's still mobile in the pocket, still makes good throws, still makes good decisions. I think he would be very successful in here. And if the rumors are true that he was willing to take a vet minimum contract, that's perfect because you can sell it as, oh, it's going to be a competition because he's only making the vet minimum.
Right.
Kenny's still on a rookie deal, quote unquote competition. Both learning a new offense. I would love to have him in here. I would. One argument I saw against is like, well, that's setting back Kenny Pickett another year. But if you get Russell Wilson on this team, you can win a playoff game or two, and he's Kenny gets to sit and learn from a veteran. That might actually help him out in the long run.
I mean, I don't disagree with you.
I'm like, just I'm all in on Russell Wilson for the quarterbacks that are out there, because I think he'd be the most affordable.
As far as quarterbacks out there, there's a lot of things going on with free agency, these main guys that we keep talking about over and over, with the guys coming up in the draft. I think New England has their eye on their guy. They're waiting. They're going to get their next guy, whether it be Drake May, whether it be whoever it is. I do believe that that they have their
They're going
eye
to get their
on
guy.
their guy at the top of the draft list. I think there's a lot of things that are going to go down quarterback wise. A lot of things are going to start shaping the way the future is going to be moving forward in the NFL with these quarterbacks. Of course, you have the ones that, again, we keep hearing over and over and over, Kirk Cousins. Who's the other one? Not Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins.
Baker Mayfield.
No,
Baker Mayfield.
no, no, no. The other one.
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields,
Tannehill.
Tannehill. I mean, these guys, a lot of things are going to fall into place this offseason. And once free agency starts here on March 14th, less than 10 days, so it's going to be interesting. I love this time of year. Hey, P on the board, how you doing, my man? He dragged Denver to the playoffs and then got a bench the last two games. He's cheap. Denver's, yeah, Denver's really, Denver's got to eat a lot of that money. It just really depends on which side of the fence you fall on. Because on one hand, it wouldn't, I guess it wouldn't be a bad idea. It seems he's a veteran. He's a Super Bowl winning veteran. As Mike says, he keeps his percentages, completion percentage high. So I don't know. I don't know.
I know I shit on him the past couple of years because he's a cornball, but God, once you sit down and look, you watch him play and you look at the numbers, like he still has something in the tank. And I just think he's a huge upgrade over the two guys we have. He'll be an upgrade over Justin Fields.
Even though the two guys that we had were, what, 11-4 this year?
I think Russell Wilson would have been 10 and 10, at least 10 and 7 on this team, if not more.
Oh, he hasn't had a he had two losing seasons
And
in Seattle.
there's some bad teams around him.
Well, I don't know. That team was pretty nice. They made a nice run. If it wasn't for such the bad start, I think they would have had a better year down there in Denver. But
And what, with the new coach coming in this year, they had Hackett the year before, ruined that team too. So there's a lot of stuff outside of his control. But
and they also had a lot of good players and a lot of good coaches up in Seattle in his last few years where he stunk it up. So it's hard to say.
it's hard to say, but I think he'd be a lot better than what we have here. I think we would 11 wins.
So we go and get a guy who hasn't won the games to place him in place of the two guys that have won
That are
games.
barely winning the games. That
But
are,
they, no,
we're
hold
gonna
on,
have
but they,
we have to have a fluke
we
play
don't
to
look
win
at
a
how
game.
many, we just look at, or, you know,
That
we,
you don't know how, just how many, But, how long can we keep going like that? It's been like 2 years now, eking out wins.
on two different teams, this guy's not been able to put together a winning
Yeah.
team in how many seasons? So you know, it's very, it's a, it
It is.
is,
I see what you're
it's
saying.
not
I
cut
see
and
what you're
dry.
saying. Yeah.
It's not cut and
But
dry.
coming in on a vet minimum, there's no commitment to make him the starter. So if he
All
does
right.
struggle, you have please pick it. And if you bring back Mason, you have options.
Here are your odds, guys. As of right now, the odds are the Steelers are leading the way with a minus 2,000 to be the next quarterback that Russell Wilson plays for, followed by these teams. At a plus 275 is the Raiders. Following that is a plus 400, it's the Falcons. A plus 750 Patriots, plus 1,000 Minnesota Vikings, plus 2,000 Washington, plus 2,000 Buccaneers, plus 3,000 the Titans, plus 3,000 the Giants, and plus 4,000 the Bears, which all these latter ones, you know, aren't going to happen. Bears are going to get their guy at the top. I think all the way from that Patriots, I think they all kind of have their eye on a position or a guy that they want already. Like I said, I think the Patriots have their eye on their guy. I think they're going Drake May. I could be wrong, but they are
I don't
going to
think
get.
Drake May's making it out of Washington out of that two spot.
All right, and Washington's in a place to get their quarterback. So Russell Wilson is there for the taking if we want. And I'm very confused by what the messages that Khan keeps putting out. One day we're totally satisfied, we're happy, we're moving forward with Kenny. This is what we're going to do. And then the very next day is like, well, you know, we are open to other things. We're not we're going to have a competition and this and that. So it's kind of, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun to see where these faces land. Which of these teams get their guy? Which of these teams get a guy that's, you know, going to be good enough just to get some wins? And again, these other teams at the top of the draft chart to see who the quarterback of their future, who they're going to pull in those top picks, Mike.
Yeah, and like this time of the year, I love it. It's like all the smoke screens. Like you said, Omar Khan saying this, then saying that. Sometimes even in the same sentence,
right?
Saying contradictory things. I love, because you got to piece and parse what they're saying to find out where the truth lies. But I tell you what, they're. Right now, I'm seeing like a lot of mocks and a lot of experts, and even like people just tied into the league saying there's going to be at least, wouldn't be surprised if four quarterbacks go in the top 15.
Oh, absolutely, Mike.
So you're looking at
I think
Caleb
it's
Williams, May Daniels, JJ McCarthy. Wouldn't surprise me if like Bo Nix or Michael Penix pops up in there at some point too.
I think it's likely that you have that many quarterbacks being drafted.
And then they're talking about a run on wide receivers. You're looking for like Marvin Harrison Jr., Roma Dunze, Neighbors, and like two or three other wide receivers going in the top 20. You get a bunch of those receivers and a bunch of those quarterbacks going, the Steelers are going to have the pick of the litter of tackles and cornerbacks sitting at 20.
I agree.
I think, you know, all this talk about what Omar Khan might do and ought do in free agency and the draft, I think just sitting at 20, you're going to land someone who's going to fall out of the top 10. In that spot, by the way, the draft is starting to shape up.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
I'm just every day you're just reading about, oh, you know, this receiver is catching an eye, this, you know, quarterback is moving up the boards. And if it holds true, because you know how teams are, man, they overdraft quarterbacks and a bunch of quarterback hungry people. My God, if a couple of these guys that are in that lower tier have great pro days, look for them to shoot up.
I'm just going to go through a random. Let's see. Let's go with the, excuse me. Let's go with the Bleacher Report. This is a post combine mock draft, Mike. Mm-hmm. Let's see how close to the road we think the people just in general are in your opinion. Right off the top, it has Chicago getting, you know, taking Caleb Williams. I don't think there's anybody that disagrees with this at this time. Caleb Williams goes number one overall, which I'm fine with. Peace. I don't know. Again, I don't know what they're doing over there. I don't have any faith in what they do in Chicago, and I expect it to turn into a total disaster like everything else they've ever done, with the exception of one season. So on this mock draft, Mike, I have Drake May at that number two spot with Washington.
I can see that. I think whoever they brought in as offensive coordinator, I think he has a relationship with May, if I'm remembering correctly.
And he's another one of these guys. He's going to go to Washington. And unfortunately for him, it's Washington.
Yeah. They don't have a history of really developing quarterbacks.
You got these top teams that consistently get these top picks, and they consistently take quarterbacks, and they consistently fail over and over.
And like Sam Howell showed flashes. Like how much better is Drake May than Sam Howell?
Number three, the Patriots, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too a lot too.
Do you see Jaden Daniels being the new New England Patriots franchise guy?
I do. If they're smart, sit them for a year. Sit all these guys for a year. Daniel, some of his film breakdown that I've watched ex-quarterbacks do, they like the way he plays. They see a lot of potential there, but he's that guy. If he hits his potential, sky's the limit. But if he doesn't, it's going to be average or below average at best for him. So if they have... They assume they can develop some quarterbacks. So if they can develop him, he might hit and be that guy.
Number four, the Arizona Cardinals. They have him selecting Marvin Harrison at number four.
Oh, a home run
Really?
hit right there. I that's a they got yeah, they need receivers.
What
They need for sure.
is the best quality of Marvin Harrison? I mean, in my opinion, there's a lot of good receivers. There's a lot of guys that are fast, they're young, they can catch, they can make plays. Derp, you're an Ohio State guy. What is it about Marvin Harrison that stands out above the rest of the wide receivers?
He's a playmaker. He makes the big plays
All right.
downfield.
All right.
Yeah, he's just
Good enough.
that all-around receiver. Just the complete package, like his route running, his
Yeah.
route tree, what he can do, that it's top tier.
All right. Good enough. Number five. Number five, the Chargers taking offensive tackle Joe Alt out of Notre Dame.
I like it. I like it. You got to
I
protect.
like that.
You got to protect your quarterback. Build that offensive line. I think they have another pretty good young tackle on that team too. So, good move.
And you got to say, he
Not
likes
a
some
sexy
weapons for
pick.
him, though.
Not a sexy pick, but my God, it's a
A
damn important
necessary
position.
pick.
Yeah.
And here's the
Rashawn
thing,
Slater, who they
what they're
have at left
doing
tackle.
down there in Los Angeles, bringing in Jim Harbaugh. Let's
Yep.
let Justin Herbert get healthy, get him back, bring in this tackle to be your franchise. You got to like the direction, and you can
Yeah.
see the direction that the Chargers are going. So good for them. Hopefully they could
Yeah.
give the Chiefs a little bit of
That
competition
will
out
give them
west.
two bookend tackles, Rashawn Slater and Alt. You can flip flop either of them around on the line. Good pick.
Another wide receiver, Mike, they got going in the first round here at number six. They have the Giants taking Rome Odunze from
Yeah,
Washington.
he might
that's
be
a that's a
that
that's
he
a
might,
sexy pick for
yeah,
Giants.
like a lot of people have him above Marvin Harrison Jr.
Anybody gonna be able to throw to him? Danny
You
DeVito.
got, hey man, they're set on a $40 million man, Daniel Jones.
All right. Oh,
I like,
jeez.
yeah, and they're letting their running backs go. Their tight end's about to retire. Poor Rome.
They're rough.
Number seven, the Tennessee Titans. The Bleacher Report has them taking in this mock draft wide receiver Malik Nabers from LSU.
He's what a speedster, isn't he? Therapy. Yeah, he's a
Yeah.
speedster. Again, who's going to get in the ball?
You're
Malik
right.
Willis, Will Levis, the corpse of Tannehill, if they bring him back,
That's
that's
why I
gonna,
always get so,
you're not gonna have Derrick Henry
I'm
there.
always so skeptical, Mike, of these first
Yeah.
round receivers. Because if these are teams that don't have a good quarterback,
Yeah, you're gonna waste them.
you're going to waste it. And that's
Yeah.
like what's her face going to the Cardinals.
Hey, if Kyler Murray can stay healthy, we saw it like he
Mike, we haven't seen
since
a good
then.
Kyler Murray in about three seasons.
I know. I'm just trying to, I'm
Okay.
talking like
Be
what their
optimistic.
thought process is.
All right. So within the top 10, here's another one that I find kind of interesting, especially if they go this route, the Atlanta Falcons and J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan.
Ooh,
Out of all the quarterbacks, this is
no,
I
Desmond Ridder 2.0. You're gonna be in the same
would
situation.
agree.
I
I
don't
would
see it.
agree.
Yeah, he was a winner at Michigan, but all you had to do was hand the ball off at Michigan. Literally, that's all you
Yeah.
had to do.
Yeah, that's a lot of times what he did.
Yeah. So this is where him performing at the combine and the pro day is going to be huge.
He did
Huge. So
terrible.
teams can actually see how he his throwing mechanics, because there's not a lot of passing film on him.
This offensive tackle from Penn State, Mike, they have
Olafashanu.
him going to Chicago.
To
So if
me,
you give yourself an offensive tackle and a franchise quarterback, does this matter in Chicago? Is this just going to be
it's the right way to build a team, but
right?
like I'm just,
They need everything in Chicago.
but
All right.
yeah, because you took they took what Darnell Wright last year, right tackle, build your left tackle, get your quarterback. That's how you build the team.
All right, number nine. I'm sorry, number 10. Number 10, they have the Jets taking offensive tackle Fuegua from Oregon State, an offensive tackle. Number 11, Minnesota Vikings, they have taking edge Jared Verse from Florida State. Denver cornerback Quinyon Mitchell.
Oh my God, you pair him with
He's
Patrick
been
Surtain. Oof.
Oh, man.
On fun. He's been great at the combine.
Number 11, the Raiders. They have taking the offensive tackle J.C. Latham out of Alabama.
That's a good, solid, smart pick if they act,
Yeah.
the Raiders do that. That's outside the box for the Raiders doing a smart pick.
Now the Saints, they have this Dallas Turner from Alabama, this edge Dallas
Ooh,
Turner. He's a nice pick for anybody wherever he
oh
goes.
yeah, he's a stud. He reminds you a lot of
He's an all-around back.
who's the guy that the Texans took last year, Will Anderson. He's like a Will Anderson clone.
Indianapolis, they have taking tight end Brock Bowers out of Georgia.
That's
Seems like Indianapolis always has to have that one white tight end.
and if he falls there, that's a huge drop for him.
That's a
Absolutely. But and that is a
that's the
steal
perfect situation.
for him. You get Anthony Richards coming back from injury. Nice little safety valve at the tight end position. Smart.
Number 16, Seattle defensive lineman Byron Murphy, the second out of Texas. Number 17,
That's who
Jacksonville, Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama.
great pick. Great pick. The dude's going to be a beast.
Number 18, the Bengals taking defensive lineman Jerzon Newton out of Illinois.
He's kind of one of the guys I was targeting for the Steelers as a sleeper, but he's a game wrecker.
The Rams, they have them taking the edge Latu out of UCLA. All
Not a big
right,
fan of
now
him.
this is who they have the Steelers taking at 20.
Power Jackson.
They do have them taking Jackson Powers Johnson.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it. Tackle positions deep, corners deep. You can get one of those guys in the second. Center, you got to get him now. So smart. That would be a
Yeah.
good pick.
Let's see the remaining guys in the first round. That's all we're going to do today, obviously. Miami Dolphins offensive line, Fatanu from Washington.
He's a good
The
player.
number 22, Philadelphia Eagles taking Cooper DeJean from Iowa.
Ooh.
Team White.
That's all we need is Philadelphia always gets that guy. They always get
Yeah.
that guy that always
Yeah. I think he's
you
going
look
to be a
back
game
in
defensive
retrospect and you
safety.
say to yourself, man, I really wish we would have got him.
Is
Number
it? Yeah.
23. All right, here you go, Mike. Chop Robinson from Penn State, Houston, Texas. Texans.
Oh, God. Him and Will Anderson on your edges. Look out.
Number 24, Amarius Mims to the Dallas Cowboys.
They need a tackle. Their star left tackle. He's not retired, but he's not going to be re-signed.
Number 25, the Green Bay Packers taking safety Cameron Kitchens from Miami.
He would
Number
be. Oh God, that's
26, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
Steelers
wide
want safety.
receiver Brian Thomas out of LSU.
Not a
Number
good pick.
27, the Arizona Cardinals taking cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh my, if he
Ooh.
falls to 27, that's a steal.
I tell you what, if the Cardinals get both of those guys in the first round, Marvin Harrison Jr. and
You get a
Kool-Aid
stud wide
McKinstry.
receiver and a stud corner. Is smart team building.
Buffalo Bills, they have taking wide receiver Keon Coleman out of Florida State.
Wow.
Number
Him going that.
29, the Detroit Lions. Wow, this would be big for
Who'd they
these
got?
guys. The Detroit Lions getting Nate Wiggins at 29.
Ooh.
Yeah. My concern with Wiggins, because I didn't realize he's only like a buck 75.
I thought he got hurt.
Baltimore Ravens, they have at number 30 taking offensive tackle Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma.
Another good player.
San Francisco, they have taking offensive lineman Graham Barton out of Duke.
Wow.
And finally, the last pick in this mock draft from the Bleacher Report, they have Kansas City taking the wide receiver Xavier Worthy out of Texas.
Is it
They
Worthy
get
the one who
him.
just ran like
Yes, he
yeah.
is.
Yeah, they got to replace
They get
Tyreek Hill
him.
somehow. I don't think he, I
Yeah.
don't, I don't know. He's another one of those guys really fast, but that a lot of the guys that ran some of those fastest 40s as a receiver haven't had, never had a really good career. So
So
maybe
there
he
you
can be the
have
guy,
it.
maybe he can be the guy to break the curse.
And I got to say, after getting through this first round, I still believe there's a handful of names that right off the top of my
Still
head that
out.
I think could have went first round they fell through the cracks.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting,
Yeah.
guys.
And this is like a deep draft at a lot of positions.
I
And
do want to
quarterbacks
say,
get drafted higher than they should, so it's pumping people down.
also, Mike, before we get ready to wrap things up, I'm all Kelsey'd out. I don't know how many more Kelsey events I could take. I thought for certain that Justin Jason Kelsey retired about a month and a half ago. Well,
Was
apparently
sleep that he might.
he had to make it official, and it looks like he just came out of practice, and it was this long. I thought I'm just so over the Kelseys right now. I'm so over him, but he made it official, Mike,
Made
after
it
13
official.
seasons. Yesterday, he came out, cried, and
Was a good
he.
speech. I caught parts of it. It was a good speech.
So
I
there you
organized
go.
it.
Like, now people want to say he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. No. Is he a Hall of Famer? Yes. He's in that Kevin
Yes,
Mawai,
not a
DeMarty
first ballot.
Dawson, undersized but real fast, quick play pool. He's one of the best centers I've ever seen play.
Well, he's been quite inflated over the past 2 or 3 seasons. Everyone always knew he was a solid center. If you watch football over the past couple of seasons, your announcer would make you think that he was, one of the best centers ever. So it all depends on what the people who do the voting think.
He just
I
reminded me of DeMarty Dawson, the way
I
he
tend to
played.
agree with you. I think that he's a Hall of Famer. Is he first ballot? I don't think so, because there are still guys that are
No.
waiting that I do believe will be in there before he does. But you know what? As I said, the media did a very good job inflating these Kelseys over the past few years, so it wouldn't surprise me. It just depends on, as I said, where the mindset of the voters are at the time. But with that being said, Mike, why don't you go and tell everybody about the website,
TheTwoDumbYinzers.com.
man?
TheTwoDumbYinzers.com over there. Like I said, we got our merch store over there, got our social links, we got the blog up there. I'm hoping by Friday I'll have a mock draft up on Friday. Then hopefully, if everything works right, if I don't get sick again, there'll be one up on Monday as well. All at
All right.
TheTwoDumbYinzers.com.
Go check it out, everybody. www.the2wmusers.com. That's www.the2wmusers.com. A lot of cool things over there. Go over and check it out. All right, guys. So this question of the day, we just have random Pittsburgh sports going on. We have Buccos, we got Penguins, we got Pitt, got Steelers, we got high school. So this is a random question that it could be about any of these Pittsburgh sports. You guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, here we
I'm
go, Derpy.
ready.
You ready for this, Derpy?
Ready.
All right. Here we go, guys. Play along at home on the board. Everybody, here we go.
Let's do
Which
it.
quarterback was the only quarterback to throw five touchdowns at Notre Dame from the Pitt Panthers? What Pitt Panthers quarterback was the only quarterback to throw five touchdowns at Notre Dame? Take a moment to think that over, guys. I can give you choices if you would like. But we are live. We're live, everybody, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, right here, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you missed a show, or you'd just rather listen to this show, maybe you're in the car, maybe you're at the gym, maybe you just got your earbuds in, and you would like to listen to the Two Dumb Yinzers, you could always go over to Spotify and check out the brand new show every day. We upload at 8 o'clock in podcast form over at Spotify. Check it out. All right, guys. Question of the day is this: which Pitt quarterback was the only quarterback to throw five touchdowns at Notre Dame? Anybody want choices?
No,
All right,
I do.
Derpy. All
Oh,
right, Derpy.
Derby.
Well, this is a tough one. If you don't know, you don't know. I'm looking for a Pittsburgh quarterback, a Pitt Panther quarterback that threw five touchdowns at Notre Dame. Was it A, Tyler Palko? Was it B, Kenny Pickett? Was it C, Dan Marino? Or was it D, Alex Van Pelt? One of these four Pitt quarterbacks was the only quarterback to throw five touchdowns at Notre Dame. Tyler Palko, Kenny Pickett, Dan Marino, Alex Van Pelt. Mike, I'm going to start with you today. Which Pitt quarterback was the only quarterback to throw five touchdowns at Notre Dame? Palko, Pickett, Marino, Van Pelt. There's a lot of P's in there.
B and C are kind of the obvious guesses. I'm going to go off the board here. I'm going to go with my man, Tyler Palka.
Tyler Palko, A. So you took
Okay.
Tyler Palko out of Pickett, Marino,
Yeah.
Van Pelt, and Palko. Okay.
It feels like a trick question, but it should be B or
Interesting.
C. I'm going off board here. I'm going
Because it
board with
sounds like it's
A.
either going to be B or C, so I'll take A.
Because that's how they work. They trick you.
Okay, fair enough. Derpy, which Pitt quarterback was the only quarterback to throw five touchdowns at Notre Dame? Was it A, Tyler Palko, B, Kenny Pickett, C, Dan Marino, D, Alex Van Pelt? Mike said Tyler Palko. Who do you think it was,
I think
Derpy? I'm looking
I'm
for a
gonna go
quarterback to
A as
throw
well.
five touchdowns at Notre Dame. The only one. Nobody else has done it
I
except
think I'm
this
gonna go
person.
with A.
So this is something that's been accomplished. Nobody's ever done at Notre Dame.
Hey.
And yet they're both going with Tyler Palko. Interesting. P on the board says, I'm a simple man. I'm going to say Dan Marino.
Good call.
Oh,
All right, guys. Is everybody logged in? Everybody got their, is that their final answer?
yep.
Yep.
All right, there we go. Which Pitt quarterback was the only quarterback to throw five touchdowns at Notre Dame? Tough place to play. Touchdown Jesus. Not a lot of people go in there and throw many touchdowns against these guys. The choices are A, Tyler Palko, B, Kenny Pickett, C, Dan Marino, D, Alex Van Pelt. Nobody seems to think Alex Van Pelt was the guy. The answer, of course, is guys, Tyler Palko. I remember the game.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Tyler Palko. Not a bad quarterback,
No,
guys.
he wasn't. He wasn't. Bounced around the NFL for a year or two.
Yeah, right out of Moon Township, West Allegheny area. So there you have it. There you have it, guys. Tyler Palko, the only quarterback to throw five touchdowns at Notre Dame. Kind of an impressing feat. Mike, anything before we get ready to wrap up for the day?
Got nothing other than give me Russell Wilson, Omar Khan. Give me Russ.
All right. Derpy, what do you got? What do you got for today?
Let's go Pens, beat them Jackets.
Mike, put that picture of Derby back up there next to you. I want to look at that before we go.
You got to tell the story.
Hold on, I will see this picture. There it is, everybody. There's Derpy. That's a live picture of Derpy. I was lingering in the bushes outside of his house. He was eating a cheeseburger. He looked out the window and I snapped the picture. There's the story. There's
You
Derpy.
got
In
me.
case you're wondering,
That's what Derpy
there he is.
looks like.
We got him. Got him.
This is why he's not on camera.
But
As you can tell,
yes,
Derpy is a
as Derpy
prey
said,
animal.
Penguins back at it tonight. They do have the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. Columbus coming to town. Get another look at Alex Nylander, Mike. He just came off of a hat trick, a guy that we traded away. We're talking about we need production. We need other people to do something that isn't the main three. This guy leaves, goes to Columbus, and gets a hat trick along with two other goals in that period of time. So that's tonight, guys, 7 o'clock at home, PPG. Penguins hosting the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Pitt Panthers. A lot of people are going to be following this game because, you know, it's big right now. They got to win these games. 15 and 14, Florida State. Seminoles coming to town to take on Pitt tonight at the Pete. That game is at 9 o'clock p.m. And they only have one more after that, and then Selection Sunday. So that is how close we are to
So
the
close.
March Madness, guys.
Yep.
And
Time to
finally,
dance.
finally, the Pirates here in about a half hour. They do throw out the first pitch against the Toronto Blue Jays. See if Henry Davis could keep his home run hitting streak alive. He has three in a row in the top. In the league leading Pittsburgh Pirates in spring training with 18 home runs. Guys, 18 home runs. The Cardinals have zero. So that puts things into perspective. Things are looking okay.
Go Buccos, baby.
Bradenton.
Book those World Series tickets already. I'm
Right.
joking.
Hey, I tell you what though, if you put money on that team to go to the World Series and it ends up happening, you're gonna be a rich person. You know? I don't know what
Right.
the odds of the Pirates winning the World Series are, but it can't be good. Put your money on the Pirates. Mike says Russell Wilson. Guys, anything else? I do want to say thank you to everybody for checking us out. We do
Yes.
appreciate each and every one of you.
Yes.
As always, of course, we wouldn't do it without you. Everybody on the board, we always want to say thank you too. You guys always keep it interesting over there. Mike, speak now or forever hold your
I
peace.
got nothing.
Way to
Have a good
fill
day,
time.
everyone.
Way to fill
Have a good
time.
day.
Derpy,
I
anything
got
for you?
nothing, man. My voice is
Omar
hoarse. I'm
coming.
ready to go.
Omar
Oh,
coming.
Omar coming, baby.
All right. I can't wait
Omar
to see the
coming.
moves he makes. I can't wait to see what the Steelers do. It's happening,
Omar.
guys. We have in 9 days, we have free agency. We
Oh,
are
so close.
just around the corner from the draft. A lot of things happening. A lot of things going to be happening for the Steelers and around the NFL. But again, we do want to thank everybody for checking us out. As always, guys, we will be back tomorrow at the same time to do it all over again.
All over again.
A lot of games going on today. So there's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about. But for Mike in the Steelers Central's mobile studio, for Derpy, myself, the two dumb yinzers, everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See you.
Oh, no.